We live in an ever-changing world where diseases of yesteryear no longer pose the threat as before. Take a moment and think back, say, even 100 years and realize the changes that have occurred. From horse and buggy to the electric car, change is pervasive in all areas of life. However, one area that has grown exponentially is that of medicine and the treatment of terminal diseases. Many of these diseases can now be treated as chronic conditions and no longer have the threat they once placed before both doctor and patient. The fight against cancer. At the forefront of these terminal diseases is what has become known as cancer. No longer will a patient have to face the specter of a quick death or the possibly of death at a distant and agonizing age. Chronic or terminal can mean a couple of different things. And to those who undergo these treatments, many times the thought of receiving a prognosis of less than 5 years of life is a frightening one. This changed with the discovery of the targeted immunotherapies for several different cancers. These new treatments have allowed many cancer patients to live several years longer than the average cancer patient. Such is the case with Ira Flatow. Ira Flatow was a staff reporter with 60 Minutes for 19 years. He died of pancreatic cancer on December 18, 2001. The fight against heart disease. It's no secret that the American heart goes through a fight of its own with respect to this subject. The American Heart Association even started a campaign in 2000, Don't Just Give Heart. Fight for your heart. This was a humorous and catchy way to talk about the importance of a healthy heart, and a way to inform and educate the public that living a long and healthy life is possible, just by taking care of the key components in the human body. But the damage has already been done. The truth is that heart disease is the leading cause of death in the United States, killing more people than all forms of cancer combined. What is heart disease? The fight against diabetes. The number of people suffering from type 2 diabetes has grown exponentially over the past 20 years. Approximately 1 out of every 3 Americans has been diagnosed with diabetes and is living with it. The disease is often not recognized until it is too late because the first symptoms may be very subtle and hard to identify. Here are a few of the common symptoms: dizziness, fatigue, gastrointestinal problems, vision problems, sensitivity to cold or heat, painful urination, difficulty breathing, weight loss, extreme hunger. These are some of the common manifestations of this disease. However, if you suspect diabetes, be sure to contact your physician immediately and see what can be done to treat the symptoms. The fight against Alzheimer's. The brain is the seat of thought and memory. That is why there is a need to maintain the good health of this organ. Not so easy when disease or age takes over. With that in mind, the fight against Alzheimer's began in the 50s. Many believe it was the war of the 1950s with communism that got this disease into the medical community's radar. In the 1990s, research on these two diseases of the brain led to successful treatments. There is now a cure for AIDS and cancer. The treatment for Alzheimer's that can now be given is the slow release of the chemical that helps maintain the brain's brain cell function. Many of the dementia patients who received the Aricept were completely restored. In 2007, the world's largest dementia study was conducted. Over 100,000 people were tested. The fight against musculoskeletal pain. We all have been touched by chronic musculoskeletal pain, whether it be from a car accident, sports injury, a birth defect, a lifetime of bad choices, or simply being in our 70s and 80s. Chronic pain is the leading cause of disability. In the U.S., it has been estimated that musculoskeletal disorders cost the U.S. $425 billion annually. It is also estimated that the number of working days lost due to musculoskeletal disorders to the U.S. workforce in 2011 was 10.2 million days, as you can see. This equates to the loss of over $290,000 per person per year. The current treatment of these diseases as chronic ones creates major complications that have led to major setbacks for many patients. Conclusions and final words. So now we know more than we did before about the condition of our body, and more importantly, what treatment is best to deal with those conditions. In conclusion, it is essential to speak with your physician and your medical advisor to find out the most current and best options you have to provide the most health benefit in your lifetime.